There's been a spate of mass robberies in Brazil on the famous beaches of Rio de Janeiro. NPR's South America correspondent Lourdes Garcia Navarro has the story.
Amanda Maia was in Rio for the weekend with her mother. It was a sunny day, and so they went to the famed Ipanema beach to catch some rays. She says she noticed a few groups of kids.
There was lots of gangs, like about 10, 15 children each. They were about 10 or 12 years old.
She says at first they were just roaming around, checking people out. The ones she saw were smoking marijuana, too. According to video shot around the same time, suddenly the gangs swept over the beach, stealing phones, snatching jewelry. It's called an arrastão, or dragnet. In this video from the Globo network, we see a group of boys converge on a hapless beachgoer, push her to the ground, and take her bag. The robbers are chased by police wielding sticks, but the kids run into the sea to evade capture.
There was plenty of police. That's the point. They don't care about the police. Also, it's really difficult to the police to work on the beach because the beach is really large and there are lots of people on the beach. They cannot run on the sand, you know. It's really difficult to work on the beach for them, I think.
These dragnets were a huge problem in Rio in the 1990s. Rio residents say the fact that they are back point to an uptick in crime in the city by the sea. In recent months, there's been a grenade attack on a city bus and a wave of muggings. Homicides have increased almost 19% this August compared to last year. An American woman was badly beaten this month when a gang stole her bicycle. This despite the city's pacification program. In advance of the World Cup in 2014 and the Olympics in 2016, Rio has sent in police units to reside in some of its most violent shantytowns in order to bring down crime.
Que a gente nos causa estranheza porque isso há 7 anos praticamente não acontecia.
José Mariano Beltrame is Rio's public security secretary. He promised that more police would be put in place to ensure the safety of Rio's beaches. But analysts say the gangs are pushing back after losing territory because of pacification. High-profile criminal acts like this embarrass the local government and get a global audience because of what it says about security in advance of the visit of hundreds of thousands of tourists for the mega events. Amanda Maia says she was terrified and went straight back to her hotel and spent the weekend huddled in her room ordering her food to be delivered from nearby restaurants. She returned to her native São Paulo, not exactly a safe city in itself, convinced that the situation in Rio is only going to get worse.
It's a bomb that's going to explode.
Lourdes Garcia Navarro, NPR News.